I think my first book, too, also is not traditionally linear. And I think part of it's just the way I think. And I think memory isn't particularly linear. We tend to have separate associations to things. We have a life experience, and that reminds us of something. And so we have a little insight into that. And then we go along, and then something else happens. And so I think few of us can talk about ourselves and our lives in this, you know, sweeping, arcing narrative. It's more associative and fumbling. And then, two, I think it is kind of an aesthetic, a sort of aesthetic, rather, of kind of the Japanese garden of, you know, you kind of meander and pause and see these little details that reflect the universe rather than going straight to the point. The reason I made it an I story as an autobiography is at first I tried doing it from different points of view, three different voices. But then it became clear that it was Etsuko's story. It was her changing. But having written about it in the voices of the other characters, I understood them better because I had to take on their... And I thought, well, you know, that's how writers work. You understand somebody by being them. And so I thought, well, suppose this writer is trying to write, you know, she's fumbling around, this is her first novel, she's trying to understand who these people are, she takes their perspective by writing about, you know, sort of like how art informs life and vice versa. Because she wants to write a good novel, she's forced, in our lives, we tend to see ourselves as right and, you know, somebody who irritates them as, well, they're a jerk. But if she's writing a novel, she can't just portray her mother as a jerk or it's a flat character. So she has to deepen her perspective. By deepening her perspective, she has to develop some sort of empathy. That's going to change the relationship. So, you know, part of writing about her life helps her understand it, and it also keeps her, it enriches her own actual life because she's not able to just dismiss and stereotype people. She has to understand, so what makes them act this way. So I thought the I story adds that kind of, it allowed me to make a little sub-commentary on why do people write, and what are the little gifts that writing gives to us in our lives, and also, what are the limitations? You know, you can get caught in writing about your life rather than living your life. Yeah, so that allowed me to do this like fun little sub story, as well as the family drama.